أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for this, the 20th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Reaching to this plateau, we see that there are only about 10 more days left in this blessed month to take in the mercy and forgiveness and pleasure of God. And today in our topic of this blessed month of Ramadan and the verses of the Quran, we want to look at dealing with everyone with fairness. That both the individuals need to realize that they have to be dealing with themselves and others also have to deal with other people that are around them with fairness. Now, before we go into the verse of the Quran for today and its understanding from the historical perspective and the contemporary relevance, we realize the fact that when we talk about dealing with everyone with fairness, is that ultimately it should never matter who a person is. Everybody is accountable and everybody is equal in front of the law. Whether that be our secular system, right? A president, prime minister, a government official is never above the law. They can be subpoenaed, they can be taken to court, they can be taken to task for their actions, just as you and I can be if we do something wrong. Holding the title of a prime minister, a president, or a king, because we have kings in this world today, that doesn't mean that you're above the law, that you can do as you wish, that you can control and manipulate people because you have money or power or authority. No, everybody is equal in the front of God. Not only in terms of humanity, human beings, but obviously the prophets of God, they are also held in the front of Allah on the court on the day of resurrection, and their companions and their family members. Nobody is special in the eyes of God. Right? Everybody will be accounted and will have to take account. The companions of the prophets, whether it be the companions of Prophet Adam, of Noah, of Moses, of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of Jesus, of Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and all of the prophets, all of their companions are accountable to God. Nobody is out of that scope. And the family of Prophet Adam, his children are accountable just as much as the children of Prophet Noah are, or the wife of Prophet Noah. Just as much is the wife of Prophet Noah or Prophet Lot accountable to God, just as the wife of Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. They are also accountable to God. They are not immune from sin. They are not immaculate. They are accountable for every action and misaction that they do. Let us go to the verse for today. See what Allah has in store for us from chapter number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 30. And then we'll come back and review the understanding in the historical context and also our day-to-day life. Allah says the following statement.
Ya nisa'a an-nabi man ya'ti minkunna bifahishatin mubayyinatin yudha'af laha al-'adhabu du'fayn.
O wives of the Prophet, whoever of you is guilty of a manifestly improper conduct, the chastisement will be doubled for her. As we said, everybody is accountable before the law. In this verse, chapter number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah makes it clear, speaking to the wives of the Prophet, but through the Messenger of Allah. And Allah tells the wives of the Prophet, what we refer to as Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, because they are the mothers of the community of Muslims, the spiritual mothers, so to speak, as being the wife of the Prophet, as being wives of the Prophet. And Allah tells them, yes, Allah says that you have a great status because you are a wife of the Prophet. That is something you need to maintain that respect by not transgressing, not going beyond the limits that you're allowed. But God tells us, as He tells the wives of the Prophet in this verse, that any one of you who commit a manifest, gross sin, a open violation of the rules of God, it won't be tolerated from that, from the wife. Other women, they obviously have a different reckoning, but the wives of the Prophet, they are unique. And so God says that if you commit a sin, an open transgression, you receive not a single punishment, a double punishment. You receive an increase in punishment. How would that be? You know, this it's a long theological discussion. I don't want to go into it, into that depth. It's something for us to think about, that you and I, for example, as normal people, if we commit a sin, it's a one-to-one, so to speak. I commit one sin, I get one punishment. Generally, that's how it falls, except there are exceptions to this rule. For example, times of the year can impact the gravity of a sin, meaning that if you or I were to sin in any other month of the calendar year of the Islamic calendar, we would have received a certain punishment, a certain retribution. But in Ramadan, that sin is multiplied. Committing sins anywhere on any piece of land of God is not allowed, is not right. But to commit a sin, let's say in a mosque, in a masjid, in a sacred place like Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, the punishment of that sin is multiplied, is magnified. And we have a hadith from the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he tells us that, and he speaks metaphorically using these numbers, but he says that 70 sins of the jahil, of the one who is not knowledgeable about Islam, will be forgiven before one sin of a scholar, an alim, will be forgiven. Why? Because the scholar should know better than the one who hasn't been schooled and trained in the religion and doesn't know all the nuances of the faith and what is permissible and impermissible. So God will overlook and pardon multiple sins of somebody who doesn't know the religion to its fullest extent, compared to somebody who claims to be a scholar and who has an officially trained background in this religion. So if we understand that, then when we look at this verse, we see that God tells the wives that you're not like other women, you're not normal. Yes, you're normal in the sense you're created as a human being, you led a normal life, but you're not normal because now you are attributed to a prophet of God. And were you to sin, were you to break the rules of God, it would not only look bad upon you as a wife of a prophet, as a woman, but it would look bad on the prophet that you are the wife. You know the status of your husband. How dare you break the rules of God? And so God tells these wives, like the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen that were there at the time of the Prophet in Medina, who committed sins, who worked against the successors of God, who fought wars against the successors of the Messenger of God, that were you to do these actions, you will receive a double punishment because they are unique individuals. But ultimately for you and I, we have to deal with everybody with fairness. Our family members have to be dealt with fairness. We can't be showing nepotism to them, giving favor to them. Or on the other end, and we've seen this before, where people are extremely harsh with family, but more loving and caring to strangers. Right? They want to show that they're being fair and just, so they will be depriving their family of rights, whereas they'll give to other people, maybe to earn their favor, to put them in the good books, to make them to be yes men. So we have to realize both extremes have to be removed, neither to be overly generous and give too much to family, or the opposite end, to deprive them of their right, of their God-given right. We have to be fair to everyone, no matter who they are, friend or foe. It doesn't make a difference, family member or not, male or female. If they've earned the right, if they've earned that, you know, whatever that they they should be given, we have to give it to them. We have to be fair. Allah shows us in the Quran in many times, many passages, not just one or two, multiple times Allah shows us, God shows us to be fair to family members, to ourselves. God tells us, and I'll end with this in the Quran, that be people who bear witness for justice with your parents, with your family, and even yourself. Don't even be oppressive to yourself by being unjust to others and benefiting yourself. That is even prohibited within Islam. So as we conclude in this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, let us try to be fair and just to everybody, to ourselves, our family, our co-workers, everybody that is around us. Be fair and just to them, just as we want God to be fair and just with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.